Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is May 28, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about India's HDFC Bank calls Bitcoin a fad as exchanges mull legal fight over restrictions. Bitcoin drops, stocks rally ahead of Biden's budget announcement. NFL legend Tom Brady has definitely invested in crypto. ARK's Kathy Wood blames crypto crash on ESG movement. Liquidity mining will return to Uniswap very soon, founder says. Now let's get started. India's HDFC Bank calls Bitcoin a fad as exchanges mull legal fight over restrictions. HDFC noted a link between Bitcoin prices and searches on Google. HDFC Bank, India's largest private lender, said Bitcoin, BTC, minus 6.79%, and other cryptocurrencies are a fad and too volatile to gain mainstream acceptance. The strong correlation between Bitcoin prices and Google searches indicates that it is perhaps more of a fad, the bank said in a Treasury report titled Cryptocurrencies, Fad or Forever, published May 27. The bottom line is that it seems to be highly speculative. Many private lenders, including Assisi Bank, the second largest, have stopped serving local crypto exchanges. According to some reports, the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has been encouraging banks to reduce ties to the exchanges. The Economic Times reported Friday that the exchanges are planning to ask the Supreme Court for a directive on whether the central bank can ask private lenders to shut down payment gateways to merchants associated with cryptocurrency trading. The court set aside the RBI's two-year-long banking ban on crypto exchanges in March 2020. The government has yet to clarify regulations, meaning that cryptocurrency trading is still legal in India. According to HDFC Bank, the regulatory uncertainty will subside, bringing more investments into cryptocurrencies. While interest in the topic is often driven by transient bouts of intense interest, cryptocurrencies are likely to remain available, and Bitcoin has properties of being a good hedge from the perspective of portfolio diversification, it said. The lender also discussed the role of a central bank digital currency in promoting financial inclusion and reducing the cost of managing and transferring cash within the country and across borders. The virtual currency will be backed by a suitable amount of monetary reserve like gold or foreign currency reserves. The Cryptocurrency and Regulation of Official Digital Currency Bill, 2021, which seeks to prohibit all cryptocurrencies in India and provide a framework for creating an official digital currency to be issued by the RBI, has yet to be brought before Parliament. Bitcoin drops, stocks rally ahead of Biden's budget announcement. Why isn't the prospect of more U.S. stimulus boosting Bitcoin's price? Bitcoin is nursing losses on Friday despite hopes of more inflation-boosting U.S. stimulus to come. On Friday, President Joe Biden is set to release his first full budget, seeking $6 trillion in federal spending for the fiscal year 2022 and $8.2 trillion by 2021, the New York Times reports. The proposal shows the Biden administration remains undeterred by recent inflation fears and is unlikely to close the liquidity tap anytime soon, having already pumped trillions of dollars into the system to counter the economic effects of the coronavirus pandemic since March 2020. That's potentially a bullish development for Bitcoin, which is widely touted as digital gold. However, the leading cryptocurrency is changing hands near $35,800 at press time, representing a 7% drop on the day. The decline comes a day after buyers failed to establish a foothold above the $40,000 mark. However, the prospect of more liquidity is pushing stocks higher. The Pan-European Stoxx 600 index is trading 0.43% higher at new record highs above 445 points, according to investing.com. Futures tied to the S&P 500 are also hinting at a positive start to trading on Friday with a 0.5% gain. Bitcoin's adverse reaction to talk of more stimulus appears confounding, given it rallied from $5,000 to over $60,000 in the past 12 months, alongside a steady rise in the U.S. 10-year break-even rate, the bond market's forecast of long-term price pressures. The cryptocurrency has received validation as an inflation hedge from Wall Street bigwigs and several listed companies. Personally, I'd rather have Bitcoin than a bond, in an inflationary scenario, Bridgewater Associates founder Ray Dalio said during an hour-long conversation with CoinDesk Chief Content Officer Michael J. Casey earlier this week during Consensus 2021. Increasing concerns about the environmental impact of cryptocurrency mining and China's recent regulatory announcements could be keeping buyers at bay. Retail appears to be slowing down while regulatory concerns and ESG FUD, fear, uncertainty and doubt, from China has taken center stage, Matthew Dibb, co-founder and COO of Stack Funds, said. Many market participants are covering positions in light of anticipated news that might come to light. ESG stands for Environmental, Social and Corporate Governance, a term used to refer to companies' sustainability and impact on society. Bitcoin fell sharply from $58,000 to nearly $30,000 earlier this month after Tesla suspended vehicle purchases with Bitcoin, citing environmental concerns. Environmental concerns will get bigger with time. This will represent a major long-term headwind for Bitcoin and help push dominance down, trader and analyst Alex Kruger tweeted. Additionally, fears that the Federal Reserve may raise the interest rate to counter inflation could be keeping the cryptocurrency under pressure. That's because rate hikes dilute the appeal of the store of value assets like Bitcoin. According to Bloomberg, rates traders have boosted bets that the Fed will raise borrowing costs next year, much earlier than policymakers have indicated. The Fed's broad support of the economy since the onset of the pandemic has provided support for higher asset prices, including stocks and cryptocurrencies. Ariel Zetlin-Jones, associate professor of economics at Carnegie Mellon University's Tepper School of Business, told CoinDesk in an email earlier this month. Ultimately, the removal of this support is likely to provide new headwinds for asset price growth. The rate hike fears may amplify if the core personal consumption expenditure, core PCE, the Fed's preferred measure of inflation, blows past expectations. That could lead to a deeper drop in Bitcoin. The April data is scheduled for release at 12:30 Coordinated Universal Time, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, today. However, analysts expect the cryptocurrency to see range play in the short term. From a technical point of view, BTC is in a consolidation phase. We expect that there will be choppy trade between $30,000 for the next 2 weeks, Dibb said. NFL legend Tom Brady has definitely invested in crypto. The 7-time Super Bowl champion says he doesn't see crypto going away. However, he didn't say which coins he owns. Tom Brady has definitely gotten involved in investing in the cryptocurrency market, the 7-time Super Bowl champion said Thursday. I am a big believer in crypto, Brady said in a pre-recorded video interview with FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried. He did not share any specific details about which crypto assets he's invested in. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback only recently entered the public crypto sphere, launching non-fungible token NFT platform Autograph last month and changing his Twitter profile picture to the Bitcoin laser eyes meme shortly after. In my understanding, it was really a vote of confidence to really get into the conversation, as I am such a big believer in crypto and where things are heading in the world, Brady said. But Brady, who won 6 of his Super Bowl titles with the New England Patriots of the U.S. National Football League before signing with Tampa Bay, said he's been discussing cryptocurrency for far longer than just the past month. And when asked whether he had gotten involved with any investing in crypto, Brady said, I definitely have. In our quarterback room, one of my coaches has been on it for 8-9 months. So we talk about it basically every day, the prices of the different tokens, how the space is doing, Brady said. He compared his embrace of the crypto space to his approach to health and wellness. I've been someone who decided to treat my body differently than the way that everyone else treated it, said Brady, who also runs his own health business. NFL players BTC embrace. However, Brady does not anticipate being paid in crypto the way his peers have sought. Free agent offensive tackle Russell Okun, free agent tight end Sean Culkin and free agent quarterback Matt Barkley have all sought to get their salaries in Bitcoin. While a member of the Carolina Panthers, Okun secured an arrangement where the Panthers would send half of his salary to crypto startup Zap, which would convert it to BTC. Culkin later secured a similar deal while on the Kansas City Chiefs but was cut shortly thereafter. No National Football League player has been paid directly in crypto by his team to date. At the end of the day, technically that can't happen. Teams can't pay their athletes in Bitcoin. What they pay is in dollars, Brady said. But I mean, how you invest your money. Absolutely. So I definitely think there'll be more solutions as this is more widely adopted in all areas of our lives. Emerging markets. For Brady, crypto's value proposition is that markets are being disrupted and the nascent asset class may well be here to stay. We're learning more and more about these emerging markets, he said. I don't think it's going anywhere. The world is changing, and you can be ahead of the curve or behind it, and I am choosing to be ahead of it. Bankman-Fried, who, through FTX, recently bought the naming rights to the stadium where the National Basketball Association's Miami Heat plays, said it's difficult for people who are glued to the screen looking at price action to look away, but he advises traders to do so anyway. If the only reason you're in crypto is because you think prices are going to go up, that's okay. I mean, you know, so be it, he said, adding. But sometimes prices go down and that sucks. But if a lot of what you're coming from is the perspective of, look, here's why I think crypto can be really cool and here are the problems I think you can solve, I think that's a good time to take a step back. Brady's NFT play. NFTs may represent the next generation of interaction between celebrities and brands with their fans, Brady said. He said he launched Autograph to be a part of the crypto community and make it easier for celebrities or popular brands to create collectibles for their current fans. When I was a kid, I was a big baseball card collector. Understanding that the kids now in the digital age, you know, are going to want so many things at their disposal on their devices, it's a great opportunity to be involved in that for unique collectibles, but really to provide great experiences for different fans and collectors, Brady said. The wide-ranging conversation capped off CoinDesk's Consensus 2021 event and was moderated by FTX, US COO Sina Nader. ARK's Cathie Wood blames crypto crash on ESG movement. A lot of institutional buying went on pause due to concerns about mining's environmental impact, the influential fund manager said at Consensus 2021. Elon Musk and the ESG movement are responsible for the recent drop in cryptocurrency prices, an influential fund manager told CoinDesk's Consensus 2021 conference today. Cathie Wood, the founder of ARK Investment Management, said Bitcoin, which has lost up to 50% of its value in the last few weeks, has come under pressure from institutional investors concerned about its environmental profile. It was precipitated by the ESG, environmental, social and governance movement and this notion, which was exacerbated by Elon Musk, that there are some real environmental problems with the mining of Bitcoin. A lot of institutional buying went on pause, she told Nathaniel Whitmore in a pre-recorded interview broadcast Thursday. Musk, who had buoyed markets by saying Tesla would buy Bitcoin for its treasury and accept it as payment for its cars, reversed course on the latter, sending prices downwards. Elon probably got a few calls from institutions, Wood said. I noticed that BlackRock is Tesla's number three shareholder and Larry Fink is the CEO. He is focused on ESG and especially on climate change. I am sure BlackRock registered some complaints and perhaps there are some very large holders in Europe who are extremely sensitive to this. Wood, a storied innovation investor, remains confident in the future of Bitcoin, which she described as the first rules-based global monetary system in the world. Recently, speaking to Bloomberg, she forecast the cryptocurrency will go to $500,000. In her consensus appearance Thursday, she predicted central banks will begin buying crypto assets for their balance sheets and that Musk will prove positive for Bitcoin in the long term, improving its environmental profile. He has encouraged a lot more conversation, a lot more analytical thinking, and I do believe he's going to become a part of the process, she said. Deflationary environment. Prominent figures like Lawrence Summers and Ray Dalio have recently warned that government and central bank spending could push up inflation this year. But Wood, who is known for bucking conventional wisdom, said deflation is more likely. She predicted a significant fall in commodity prices and that technology like artificial intelligence and blockchain will serve to hold down business costs. As time goes on here, we are thinking that the much higher probability is deflation. I know most people think that's crazy, given what's going on. But we have seen a crack in some commodity prices already, she said. That, in turn, could lead some policymakers in emerging markets, or even the Eurozone, to adopt hard money, including Bitcoin. In emerging markets, if commodity prices come down, a lot of them are linked to commodity prices, and their currencies will come under pressure, she said. I wouldn't be surprised if some of these emerging market central banks start accumulating Bitcoin because they know their currencies are going down, and that they will be under attack as reserves go down. In his own appearance at Consensus this week, Dalio said Bitcoin could become a victim of its own success, that governments will try to ban it as it becomes a competitive threat. But Wood said governments have learned that innovation is key to long-term growth and that technology, be it cryptocurrency and the internet before it, can't really be stopped. They're all trying to say, let's have a better regulatory footprint here so that we attract more innovation. And I think that is going to happen with, or already is happening with, cryptocurrencies, she said. Wood said she was very happy to see Gary Gensler, who is known to be open-minded toward cryptocurrency, installed as the new head of the Securities and Exchange Commission, alongside Valerie Ashapanik, who leads the body's strategic hub for innovation and financial technology. Wood said Bitcoin has proved itself as a store of value and a way to protect against wealth confiscation. She said it had the potential to be a settlement network following the introduction of Layer 2 solutions like the Lightning Network. But ARK is increasingly focused on Ethereum, having invested in Grayscale's Ethereum Trust and hired an Ethereum miner to its fintech analysis team. Grayscale is a unit of Digital Currency Group, the parent company of CoinDesk. We're intrigued by stablecoins and decentralized finance, of course, and non-fungible tokens. And we're also very interested that developers are migrating very, very quickly to Ethereum. I always say to our analysts, follow the developers, let's see what they're doing. Because that's a very loud signal, Wood told Whitmore. As for Musk, Wood said he would help Bitcoin miners to green their operations. This auditing of what miners, certainly in North America, are willing to do around how much of their electricity usage is generated by renewables is going to bring that topic into stark relief. It will encourage an acceleration in the adoption of renewables beyond which otherwise would have taken the place. As described in a recent Square ARK white paper, mining and renewables can grow in tandem, with Bitcoin acting as a battery to soak up excess electricity produced from intermittent sources like solar and wind, Wood said. In effect, mining can help fund renewables and make solar more attractive to innovation investors including ARK. Previously, the firm didn't see the potential to make big returns from solar and wind, but now that might change. I am actually quite excited about it, she said. Liquidity mining will return to Uniswap very soon, founder says. We're kind of seeing the community build this out, Hayden Adams said at Consensus 2021. Uniswap, the leading automated market maker, AMM, on the Ethereum blockchain, should be running a liquidity mining program again in short order, its founder said. I think it's going to be very soon, Hayden Adams said in a pre-recorded interview broadcast Thursday to wrap up Consensus 2021. One thing that we've seen in the past couple of weeks is basically a grant from the Uniswap Grants Program, which comes from governance, that was issued to someone who's working on liquidity mining smart contracts. And so we're kind of seeing the community build this out. Liquidity mining is a kind of yield farming in which users of a decentralized finance, DeFi product earn an additional token on top of the regularly expected yield just for putting assets into a liquidity pool, hence the term, liquidity mining. When the Money Market Compound announced a liquidity mining program for its governance token, COMP, last year, it kicked off the boomlet known as DeFi Summer 2020. Toward the end of that heady period, Uniswap airdropped, or distributed, its governance token, UNI, minus 5.78%, to eligible stakeholders and then ran a very brief liquidity mining program across a few key liquidity pools. Since then there has been no way for users to earn new UNI, except the Uniswap Grants Program. However, at the launch of UNI, Uniswap reserved 430 million units for distribution in several different ways, including liquidity mining. Laying the foundations for this moneymaker's return, Omar Bosali, the entrepreneur in residence at Paradigm Capital, the fund founded by Coinbase co-founder Fred Ersem, has been working on a staking system for the newest version of Uniswap software. Adams announced on Twitter on May 18 that Bosalis' work had earned the support of the grants program, which is run by 6 people approved through Uniswap's governance system. Third time's the charm. Uniswap released the third version of its software this month, and it quickly became the most popular decentralized exchange on Ethereum. Previous versions of automated market makers could be knocked out of line with the market by large trades and wasted liquidity. The new version allows sophisticated market makers to lock their deposits in within the band in which traders are likely to want to trade. This improves efficiency for traders. There was sort of a lot of speculation when we first announced V3, because it was much more complex and liquidity isn't all identical. There were some open-ended questions from people as well. Would it be possible? And the answer is yes. It's completely possible. And it's being built, Adam said at Consensus. Uniswap gives any asset holder on Ethereum, the second largest blockchain, based on the market cap of its native token, ETH, minus 8.72%, a way to participate in making markets, something that has only been possible for people with very deep pockets in traditional finance. Any 2 Ethereum tokens can be placed in a Uniswap pool, which improves liquidity for that trading pair. A liquidity pool serves as a sort of stockroom for a decentralized exchange, ensuring that when someone offers to buy or sell a token, the asset they want is available. Uniswap is basically a protocol for trading digital currencies, Adam said. It makes usage of the decentralized nature of Ethereum in a new way. In the prior liquidity mining run, users who deposited funds in various Uniswap pools were rewarded with UNI tokens. Governance. Approving the grants program is the only action Uniswap governance has taken since UNI was released. Only 2 prior measures have reached a final vote, and both failed, including a bid led by Dharma, a DeFi portal for mobile devices, to make retroactive airdrops to more past Uniswap users. Definitely, I would say it is a conservative approach, Adam said of Uniswap governance. From day one, we were kind of committed to it being as decentralized as possible and have it sort of fully on-chain. And so it was like a little bit of a slower process with a higher threshold for things passing. Adams argued that with the grants program funding new projects, activity will speed up. It's kind of it's slow and it'll be slow, and then it will be very fast as some of the infrastructure comes into place, Adam said. DeFi to come. Ersem, a Uniswap investor and co-panelist with Adams at Consensus, predicted many more financial services will enter the space. If there's a periodic table of all of the financial primitives that one needs in a financial system, what are all the elements on the table, which exist today in DeFi and which do not yet exist? And I think what we're seeing is just the natural kind of progression of basic financial building blocks from simple to complicated, Ersem said. He said he expects the number of financial services to proliferate potentially as fast as the kinds of media content proliferated with the invention of the internet. Adams agreed. Not only will it be kind of one by one, replacing all the TradFi, traditional finance, stuff, but I think that beyond that we might be discovering some new elements as well. Things that kind of simply weren't possible in traditional financial systems might be made possible in DeFi, he said. I think it applies to financial products, and probably also financial assets as well. I am expecting a many, many orders of magnitude increase in just the number of assets that exist. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.